SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint, your daily dose of wisdom and grit, brought to you by yours truly, Logan Cruz. Now, hands up who's been rejected before. Yeah, I see those hands, we've all been there, right? That sinking feeling, the sting of, no, that voice in your head whispering, maybe I'm not good enough. Rejection and failure, they're part of the human experience. They're like those annoying little siblings who always seem to show up at the worst possible time. But here's the thing. My friends, Stoic philosophy teaches us how to handle these moments with grace and resilience. It's not about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about understanding that rejection and failure are opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every no brings you closer to a resounding yes. Every stumble is a chance to learn and come back stronger. So, what's the Stoic blueprint for dealing with those moments when life throws us a curveball? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your game. First off, accept that rejection is inevitable. It's like traffic jams. You can rant and rave about it, or you can use the time to listen to your favorite podcast, maybe even learn a new language. Don't take rejection personally. Remember, it doesn't define you. It's just a signal that something wasn't quite right, a detour on the path to your ultimate destination. Next, focus on what you can control. You can't control other people's opinions or decisions, but you can control your reaction. Think of it like this. Imagine two swimmers in a race. One gets caught in a current and spins wildly, panicking the whole way. The other calmly assesses the situation, adjusts their stroke, and keeps pushing towards the finish line. Who do you think wins? Exactly. Now, reframe your perspective. See rejection not as a failure but as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I improve? Every no is a chance to refine your approach, hone your skills, and come back stronger next time. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all mess up. We all get rejected sometimes. Give yourself the same understanding and support you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, not a machine. It's okay to feel disappointed, but don't let those feelings consume you. Finally, keep moving forward. Don't let rejection stop you from pursuing your goals. Dust yourself off, learn from the experience, and keep pushing towards what truly matters. Remember that quote by Thomas Edison, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Ever had a time when someone said no to you? Maybe it was for a job, a project, or even a date. You know that feeling when your heart sinks and you start questioning yourself? That's the moment where stoicism comes in. It's like having an inner voice saying, "Hey, this sucks, but I can learn from this." Let's say you auditioned for a play and didn't get the part. Instead of wallowing in self-doubt, the Stoic approach is to analyze what went well, what could have been better, and then use that feedback to improve your skills for next time. You might even reach out to the director and ask for constructive criticism. That takes guts, but it shows you're serious about growing. Remember, folks, life isn't a straight line to success. It's more like a mountain range with peaks and valleys, twists and turns. There will be rejections, there will be setbacks. But with the right mindset, one that embraces challenges as opportunities for growth, we can turn those no's into stepping stones on our path to greatness. So, keep your chin up, embrace the learning journey, and remember, you've got this. Now, go out there and make me proud. Leave a review if you found this helpful. Share it with someone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom, and let's keep building a world where we face challenges head-on, together. See ya tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Stoic Blueprint.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.